Simen Kuf Mem Vav, or the beginning of Kuf Mem Vav, page 55, the second Aleph. So as we started yesterday, Asur Lot says, Ulaniak Sefer Torah Keshuhu Pasua. You can't leave shul once the Sefer Torah is opened. Now this is once they already opened the Sefer Torah. And the Mishmar says, even if they didn't start reading it, so you can't leave. You're not allowed to leave. Aval ben gavra l'gavra shafir dami. But if you're between aliyahs, ben gavra l'gavra, between aliyahs, you could. Now, Mishmar says, there's a little caveat to this, that you could leave in between aliyahs. That's if you already heard Kriyas HaTorah. Or you're planning to come back right away and hear Kriyas HaTorah. And even then, you're only allowed to leave if there's a very big need. So in other words, barring those caveats, you're not allowed to leave even in between aliyahs. Not allowed to leave even between aliyahs. The Bir Halacha says that when we talk about you can leave between aliyahs, even with the caveats we just said, that's only once in a while. You can't do this like all the time, make it a habit of doing this. Okay. Yeah. Now, the Bir Halacha also says that this is when they, when can you leave between aliyahs? When's between aliyahs? Between aliyahs when they finish shalini. Even if they didn't make the last bracha, still be okay. You'd be allowed to leave then. But some disagree and say, no, if you have to wait till after the bracha. Good. So you can't leave during once they started laning, or once they opened the Torah to lane. And the Machaber says, Basically, so now we're not talking about leaving, but once they start laning, you can't talk. Afilu b'divrei Torah, not even learning. Afilu ben gavra l'gavra, and even, next page, even between aliyahs, you're not allowed to talk. Next page, page 56. Ve'afilu im hishlim hu ha-parsha, and even if you finish the parsha, meaning, you know, there's a mitzvah do shnayim mikra, so you rationalize to yourself, well, I've done shnayim mikra and I've done targum, so you know I'm familiar with the parsha, you know, and so you could learn or talk during. No. Ve'esh matirim ligros perish lil mod belachar. Some say that you could learn quietly. You can learn quietly. In other words, we all know that, we discussed this a few years ago, that really when you learn, you're supposed to, it's the opposite of a library, right? You're supposed to audibilize, right? I tell a story that when I was learning for smicha, so the smicha guys, we used to learn upstairs in Roshiva's base medrash. Roshiva used to give lachir. So I don't know, there was four or five kavusas, you know, a big room. You know, when the Rashi was giving shir, we all squashed over, you know, like to clear out. But there was still plenty of room, kind of. So I remember after Baruch Hashem got smicha, and I came back down to the regular base medrash, you know, like Ketan Hara, there was so many guys there, and still Harkin and Yerbu. You know, you have to retune. It's hard to, you know, used to a different environment. All of a sudden, you hear all this noise. So in yours, when you're learning, so you learn somehow just to focus in on your chavrusa. But when you're not used to that after a while, you come back, it's hard to focus. So there's a lot of noise. That's the way it's supposed to be. So if you learn quietly, this opinion says that'd be okay. We'll see more about this. Some say as long as there's a minyan, you could learn. You could learn. And some people say somebody who learning is their occupation. Torah sum naso. Talk about that also, Bli Nether. So that person can learn during laning. V'yesh matim l'mi shekodem
shen...
No, all quietly. V'yesh matim l'mi shekodem shenivtok sefer Torah makzir panav umara atzmo she'eno rotzo lishma divrei Torah. Lishma sefer Torah. Some say that if you start learning before they started laning. You can imagine this. Think about this, let's say on a Monday or Thursday. So, you know, the people learning, and maybe a big base matter. some people are learning, and all of a sudden, you know, like there's a minyan and they're laning. So what do they do? So if a person was learning already before, this opinion says, and they turn around like they're not part of it, again, this is all assuming there's a minyan, but we assume that. So that would be okay. That person could keep on learning. Okay, so obviously there's a lot here. But the Mishnah Brura says, as Mr. Riss was saying, all this is talking about that you're not learning out loud. Ain't no terrible cold ram. Because obviously there's somebody learning. We're trying to listen to laning, so it's gonna be a little more than distracting. Now the Mishnah Berurah also says that the Prima Gaon says that even with all these, still. And even if you already heard laning, you still shouldn't rely upon these opinions that all these hetairim we just said. Okay, let's see the rest of the chaber. V'chol zeh eino inyan leparsha zachor, parshas para. Of course, this doesn't apply by parshas zachor, coming out soon. Parshas para. Now, again, there's a little sidebar here. The Mechaber holds Parshas Para is from the Torah. To hear Parshas Para is from the Torah. Mishnah Berurah here and other places brings down the Vilna Gaon and the Pri Chodesh and others who say Parshas Para is Derabbanan. That's a big issue we have every year. Shehem Ba'asara Midoraisa, next page, that's from the Torah. You got to have 10 people. Shetzarech Lechavim, Lishnoam, Mipiakorah. So that you got to listen to. Okay, now the bottom line is this. Mechaber concludes with Anochan Shukola Parshos Roy Ladatek Bidvarav Lechaven Dato Lashoma Mipeakora. And the best thing is not to rely upon any of these heterim, but a person should listen to Kriyas HaTorah, listen carefully to Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're going through the Parsha and all those type of things, you still should not be doing anything. Shouldn't be doing anything during Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah in Tesvav brings down the Pri Chodesh. It says the Ikar Hadin Hu She'osu La'asok B'Shum Dovar. That the halacha really is that the Ikar Hadin is that you're not allowed to be involved with anything. Afilu Shnai Mikra B'Shas Kriya. Even Shnai Mikra, where you're learning, going over the Parsha. And even if there's 10 people, it doesn't make a difference. You still can't. And over here on page 57, in the middle of the Bir Halacha, you see the Bir Halacha of Nachon, the Chavetz Chaim goes to town. A long Bir Halacha, where the Chavetz Chaim says, "V'hine kol zeh hasif hu tochacha megula la'osam ha'nashim." This whole siman that we're going to learn is an outright rebuke to people who talk during laning. And you can imagine, he goes to town on this, and he decries it, and you can imagine he throws in people speak Lashon Hara, and speak Rochilos, and they're talking during laning, and it's a bizayon for the Torah. It's a long, beautiful Bir Halacha where the Chofetz Chaim really gives it to people who talk during like Baruch Hashem, we don't have that problem here. But, should continue. But again, this is a very important halakha which either people know or don't care, or people just don't know that the severity of the Isser speaking or doing things while Kriyas HaTorah is going on. Okay?